everybody. Matt Mentley here with the weekly Wisconsin Sports Show. It is December 10th, 2019. Only a couple weeks left of 2019. It's getting colder. It's getting blustier. I looked up the weather in Wisconsin, which I will be in next week, going back home for the holidays. And it does not look good. I will be missing my sunny LA out here. But in the meantime, thanks for tuning in, everybody. Excited to be here. Excited for the games. Hey, both teams are playing real well, kiddos. So we got plenty to get to. What to expect from the show? I will go through the Bucks winning streak, the Packers beating the Washington Redskins, and then, of course, we'll go over what the national press is saying about the teams, and also the Wisconsin Sports Person of the Week. Eek, 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 eek. So let's just get to it. The Milwaukee Bucks have won 15 in a row. The record, as it stands right now, it's 33. So they still got a long way to go to get to that. But they're playing very well early in the season. We haven't flipped the calendar over. They're not making mistakes. Other than the Middleton was out for a couple weeks, injuries have not been a problemo. So everything is cool in the hood for the Bucks. They're just murdering teams, everybody. They're just, it's kind of not even close. They blazed through the Detroit Pistons, which I did foresee that. They will always be beating the Pistons. The LA Clippers is the one that I want to focus in on, because that was a big game at home. The Clippers had both Paul George and Kawhi Leonard. But no problem for the Bucks. They were up pretty much by 10 the whole entire game. The first quarter, obviously, it went back and forth a little bit. But the second quarter on, the Bucks dominated. It wasn't even a game. Paul George and Kawhi Leonard both held under 20 points for the game. And Friday night, Pfizer Forum was rocking. It was great. That's one of the best teams in the league. And to get a win, to beat the, they've swept the Clippers. They only play West Coast Conference teams two times, which, as I've mentioned before, is going to be a really good thing for us because the East really sucks. They beat up on Orlando last night. That one, they beat them by double digits. It was one of the closer Bucks scores in a while. They beat them 110 to 101, but they still took care of business against Orlando. So a clean sweep of the week, and we are up at 15 in a row for the Milwaukee Buckarooskies. So what we've been kind of doing is spotlighting different Bucks players, seeing who's playing well. Last week, we noticed DiVincenzo, who's been playing really well. DiVincenzo also has been busting his ass on defense. He's been a really good defender this year as well. On this little three games since we checked back in, it has been Ilya Sova. I'm not a gigantic fan of Illy, but I think he is a good, solid veteran player that can shoot the three. He's like 6'9", 6'10", you know, that's the NBA right now. If you're 6'9", and you can shoot the three, you are fully employed by the NBA. It used to be like if you were 7'1", you just were signed to an NBA team, no problem. That is not the case anymore. But Ilya Sova is playing really well during this stretch as well. I mean, that's been the fun thing, too. A lot of these guys are stepping up, which we need it. Giannis can't do it all. It is truly a team game. So congratulations to Ilya Sova, playing really well. Keep it up, buddy. When you get veterans like this, obviously they are not as fast. They are not one of the superstars, or else they'd be getting superstar money. Ilya's coming off the bench, but you get something just as important, that good old-fashioned veteran high IQ. I don't know if he can be a trade piece, you know, maybe, maybe not for something lower, but it's good to see him get buckets. So keep it up, Ilya Sova. four games coming up. I told you guys when they played on national TV that I'd give you the heads up, and they're doing that. ESPN this Wednesday night, going up against the New Orleans Pelicans. So that's a fun West matchup. They go play the Memphis Grizzlies, who are not very good either. The Cleveland Cavaliers, who the Bucks will beat up on a couple times this year. And then, this is another suggestion, tune in if you have the league pass, of course, or if you're back in Wisconsin and you have Fox Sports Net. The big matchup with Luka Doncic. They play Dallas next Monday night. So that is a must watch there. You don't have to watch the Memphis Cavs. If you don't, if you're pick and choosing your games here, you could skip those and tune into the ESPN game and try to catch that Luka game, because that should be a very fun matchup. Now, last week I said they'd sweep, but this time I think they're going to drop one of these. I mean, it's, if they do win all these, they're staring up at winning 19 straight going into playing the Los Angeles Lakers. So that'll be fun. The Bucks are outscoring opponents by 15.6. Most of the national press is focusing in on this winning streak, as of course they will, but that's my favorite stat of this streak so far. It is 15.6 points per game. They are beating people. There are no buzzer beaters. There are no, like, ooh, fouling at the end. Will they make their free throws and pull away? Blah, blah, blah. No, they're just creaming teams. It's not even close. 15.6. So, hey, keep piling it on. It is early. I couldn't let this go by. The Stephen A. Smith, I don't know if he's reporting it or if this is one of his opinion things. You can never really tell with him. But he is saying that the New York Knicks are going to hire Jason Kidd as the full-time coach. They just fired Fizdale, who was their coach before. And Stephen A. is saying they're going to do this so they can lure Giannis. Apparently, Giannis wasn't happy, I guess, when Jason Kidd got fired. But it was the right move. Jason Kidd is not a good coach. All right? Like, he made a lot of mistakes. The Bucks got him out of the way. Jason Kidd reminds me of somebody like a Jim Harbaugh, where they just wear out their welcome right away. A less successful Jim Harbaugh. Jim Harbaugh at least has been to the Super Bowl, and also he has coached some really big bowl games and stuff like that. So I don't want to put them in the same category, but it's just like, Jason Kidd, when he was with the Nets, was really tough to work with. A lot of stories came out there. He was at the Bucks. It was nice for a little while, but then he's just trying to take over as GM. So I think that Giannis, hey, Jason Kidd was like the only coach Giannis really knew. And if I've learned anything about life, folks, is that no one wants change in their life. In their lives ever. So Giannis was young. Kid got fired. I mean, maybe, yes, Giannis said one or two things about it, but I've been following the Knicks all my life. Growing up in Wisconsin, not having cable, not having all of this NBA league passer. It's so easy to watch games now. And in the 90s, it simply wasn't. So the Knicks were always on TV, not the Bucks. So the Knicks were my favorite team, like following the NBA in the 90s. And ever since 1999, they have been completely irrelevant. And that is not an exaggeration. They have won one playoff series this whole century. And so I'm not afraid of Giannis going to the Knicks. That's my point. They can get Jason Kidd. They can hire Giannis's whole family as consultants. The Knicks are terrible. They're just terrible. They're going to be terrible as long as they have that terrible owner. So they're the least of my worries. I'm more worried about teams like Dallas, LA Lakers, Clippers, Golden State. I mean, these are the established franchises that could possibly make a play for Giannis. Not the Knicks. Get the fucking Knicks. Stephen A. So that's all on the Bucks. So let's move along to an equally, hey, A win is a win. I seem to be saying that a lot on this podcast, but you know what? The Packers are a 2 seed. They took care of business against the Washington racist names. There was a little Jimmy Graham there, a little Jimmy Graham zombie sightings for him. It helped that the whole NFC North, they got to play all of the NFC East, who is the worst division in football right now. So that Dallas win is not looking as sweet as it did a couple weeks ago. And that Philly loss is looking a lot worse than it was a couple weeks ago. They should have torched Philly. Philly got torched. Their defense got torched by Eli last night. The fact that Aaron Rodgers didn't have like 500 yards against them is disappointing, but it helps. The scheduling in the NFL helps. That's why you see all these teams get first place, Chicago Bears. And then they have the first place schedule where they have to play all the rest of the first place teams. You see some of those teams go down. The Packers, hey, they got a nice schedule because they didn't win the division last year. They didn't even make the playoffs. So they got a cake schedule. They lucked out, and everybody from the North is playing people from the East, which they swept them. No, they didn't, because they lost to the fucking Eagles. God damn it. So cake NFC East matchups have definitely helped the Packers get the 2 seed. A little Tanyan sighting, but even more importantly, I don't like, they don't have a guy getting open. It's obvious that these defenses are all over Davante Adams. They just don't seem to be getting anybody. Allison had that one catch and that weird fumble that luckily his knee went down, but it's not Allison. It's not MVS. Is it Tanyan? Is it Lazard? I don't know. It is disappointing. Now, the Redskins do have a sneaky, like, pretty good defense. So, not to take it too down the wormhole, like I started it, they won. In the NFL, when you get wins, even ugly ones, I'm fine with it. But they're not going to be able to get ugly anymore. We'll go through the rest of the schedule in just a moment. I do want to talk about how much I hate Adrian Peterson. He beats children. He beats the Packers every time that we face him. In my lifetime, I would say he's the scariest player that the Packers have ever faced at the running back position. I hated it. He's tough. He's still doing it, too. I mean, I don't know if there's any talk of any special creams maybe that he's rubbing in, but he's still doing it, scoring a touchdown against the Packers. Just seeing him again, it just brought back all the bad Peterson on the Viking memories. But I'm glad he's at the twilight of his career. I'm glad we took care of business, too, against him this time around. Hey, shitty punt return, Packer watch time. 51 punt return yards, folks. Wow. Super Bowl time. Book your tickets now. They actually got positive yardage. As I mentioned last week, they cut the dude, so they got this other guy in there. I'm not going to learn his name until at least 2 more weeks. Get us 50 yards again 2 more times, guy whose name I don't know yet. And then we'll talk about it. And then we'll bring you up again. Once again, a dominating Aaron Jones. Hashtag free Aaron Jones. We've freed him, folks. This is a complete free Aaron Jones. He was the leading receiver, leading rusher. I know I keep saying it, but I do wonder. I don't think football has wins over replacement like baseball does. There's probably just not enough data for it. But man, if you don't know, baseball wins above replacement is like if you put in just a regular average player, how much does this player, how many wins, extra wins is it for this player? So I really do think like if you traded Aaron Jones for who's a mediocre running back? David Montgomery, to do a Bears dig there. David Montgomery, who seems to be fine, seems to be whatever. If you replaced him, would the Packers have lost at least one more game? I bet you they would. Maybe even two. But great Aaron Jones game. Excited to see him. This is one of the best years a running back is having. I'll get to that a little later. But spoiler, another Aaron Jones, huge free Aaron Jones game. Rodgers getting a lot of crap, and rightfully so. I've said this before on the pod at least once, but he does hold on to the freaking ball too long. He's always done that. He's always held on to it and tried to do the cool Aaron Rodgers stuff. I'm running like Aaron Rodgers in my place right now. But the thing that Brady has done so well that has prolonged his career is getting the ball out quickly. You don't even have a chance to sack Tom Brady most of the time. So I just would love to see more quick passes and Aaron not taking those sacks, not just, oh God, throwing the ball away just a little more would be helpful. But he's getting a lot of crap. NFL Twitter is on him for holding onto the ball too long and taking some unnecessary sacks. The Smith twins, they only get one sack this week, but defense did pretty well. One of the Smiths did go out with an injury, but, you know, again, they got the win. The defense was there. The whole team kind of took the pedal off the metal around the third quarter. You know, it was one of those games, which you don't want to do that often, but it's a good thing the Washington Racist names are really one of the worst teams in the NFL. A new segment that maybe I'll remember next week and maybe I won't. Nice to hear from ya. Very Wisconsin-y, nice to hear from ya. Nice to hear from ya. Adrian Amos getting a sack and a pick in this game. We could use a little more of that from our safety. And nice to hear from ya, Kenny Clark. I'd like to see more Kenny Clark do well as well. He had a tackle for a loss. He had a sack as well, 1.5 sacks to be exact. And so, yeah, good to hear from you guys. Can you do that? Can you do that now for the next 3 weeks? So let's get to the schedule here. Packers, interesting schedule here. I don't ever remember this happening, but Packers are getting all three. The last three games of the schedule are division games. So we got Bears, Vikings, Lions all in a row. There have been years where, like, they don't play the Lions until late December, and then they play them twice and weird stuff like that. But I don't remember just three division games in a row like this. As I said, the Packers are the 2 seed. Now, just my quick, we're going a little bit long here, so I want to be quick on this opinion. Right now, today, the Packers are a good team. This is not a championship team, though, folks. We've seen championship teams, and this is not one of them. Someone's going to have to step up. The defense, more than the offense, has to step up and make some plays. With Aaron Jones and Aaron Rodgers, again, I am worried about the receiver situation. Yes, no one's getting separation as well. That's another reason I don't think they're a championship team. But they have, again, 3 weeks. I said it last week. You still got a couple more games to bring it all together and to get into the playoffs. And they'll be tested. You know, this Bears team is decent and they're playing well. And I will never take a division game for granted. Even the Lions game, who I do think they'll beat the Lions. But listen, the Bears are fighting for their lives and the Packers are just sitting up on the 2 seed tree. You know, I don't like that. I don't like it. So these 3 games are going to be telling with the momentum that they can push through the playoffs. The Vikings are playing the Los Angeles Clippers. I always think Clippers when I see the abbreviation of LAC. I'm just like, LA Clippers. I mean, ugh, what a stupid thing. But don't sleep on the Chargers. They beat the Packers. I could see them beating Minnesota this weekend. I really can. I could see the Vikings looking ahead a little bit, getting a little too cocky, and maybe dropping one in LA. I said this when the Packers were out here. You guys, it's 12 in the Midwest. You come out here, you get off the plane, it's 65 and sunny. Your mind is just different. Trust me. Trust me on this one. Personal experience. So I could see L.A. getting out with a win there. And I do think the Packers take care of biz with the Bears. The Wisconsin sports person of the week, geek. Aaron Jones, I think this is the third one for him, but he's playing out of his freaking mind. So I found an article. So Aaron Jones has topped. He's gotten over 1,200 total yards for the season and 15 TDs. Only two other Green Bay Packers have done that in history. My classmate at UW Green Bay, Amon Green, is one of them. And Jim Taylor. Jim Taylor did it a bunch of times. I mean, all they did, the old Packer teams, all they did was run the ball. I think Bart Starr passed like 10 times a game. But Amon Green, he had 2,250 total yards and 20 TDs. I don't think Aaron can get to that, but he could possibly. There's three games left. He'll be around 1,800 yards, which is still great. So he's having a historic Packers season. So thanks again, everybody. Next time you'll hear from me, I will be in balmy Wisconsin. So I will be reporting from the home state. So thanks for tuning in. Enjoy the games, everyone.